Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
As you just heard on CBS, two women and a little girl were shot in Times Square. Innocent pedestrians, unintended victims of a dispute between two men in front of 1515 Broadway, happened yesterday afternoon at 4:55. The city's police commissioner, Dermot Shea.
We have a dispute from numerous witnesses that a dispute occurred on the street involving at least two to four people. It is during this dispute that at least one person pulls out a gun. This is early and that could change. And it is during that pulling out the gun and the gunfire that three individuals that were not involved in the initial dispute were struck.
The four-year-old girl was hit by a bullet in the leg. A 24-year-old woman was hit in the thigh. A 44-year-old woman was hit in the foot. They didn't know each other. One was a tourist from Rhode Island. The little girl was out toy shopping with her family. And the 44-year-old woman was from New Jersey. All will recover from their injuries. Police continue to hunt for the shooters. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also commented on last night's shooting this morning.
I felt awful.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls what happened in Times Square on Saturday horrible.
And it's very bad for New York. Times Square is one of the major tourist attractions of the world.
He says he's in the process of trying to drum up Republican support for more stringent gun laws.
We're hopeful that that can happen. They're making some good progress.
A bill to enact universal background checks has passed the House, and Schumer says he intends to put it on the Senate floor shortly.
95% of the crime guns used in New York State come from out of state. So until we have a federal law, we're not going to really be able to stop the awful flow of guns into this state.
With the senator in Midtown, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
A 12-year-old East Flatbush boy is dead after he was punched in the head while at PS 361. A classmate hit Romy Vilsaint in the head during two consecutive days of bullying at the school. Vilsaint then stayed home sick Friday. And during that day, during Friday, he complained of a severe headache, began vomiting, and was unable to speak. EMS took him to Kings County Hospital, where he died. The family told the Daily News Romy was beaten after school Wednesday, and on Thursday, a classmate was paid $1 to hit Romy in the back of the head. The coroner will determine the cause of death. Police and the Department of Education are both investigating. The pandemic has had a disproportionate effect on working mothers, studies say or show. How to fix this problem? Several city council members want a task force formed that would create ways to help working mothers and caregivers. Christy Kalishian has this.
The new bill will create what's being called a Marshall Plan for Moms Task Force that will be introduced Wednesday the 12th. According to a poll from the city comptroller's office, 52% of women who provide care had their hours reduced during the pandemic compared to one in three men. The task force to be introduced in the city council is aimed at coming up with recommendations on how to support working moms and caregivers while the city recovers from COVID. A resolution calling on Congress to pass the Marshall Plan for Moms 2021 is also being introduced, which helps develop a paid leave plan and affordable child care for moms who had to stop working during the pandemic. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
Get the WCBS Exergen weather forecast. Meteorologist Reed Smith, so when's it going to rain?
It will be rather cloudy and wet tonight with periods of rain. We'll have a low temperature of 50. Tomorrow there can still be a shower early, mainly east of the city. Otherwise, we'll see clouds and then some sunny breaks later in the day with a high of 62. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 47. Now, it will become windy Tuesday with intervals of clouds and sunshine, a high reaching 62. Wednesday, sun and clouds with a high of 64. And by Thursday, it will be a mostly sunny day, feeling warmer too, with a high of 67. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers around, a high of 66.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.